الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the first verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, the first part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to fulfill all contracts. أوفوا بالعقود. In other words, all those contracts that were made between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all those contracts that were made us between us and between the makhluq, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as they were lawful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us not to violate them, rather to fulfill them how they ought to be fulfilled, etc. Now in this verse, the current verse that we've recited, the first few things are related to contracts that are made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we see contracts that are made with insan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحِلُّوا شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ وَلَا الْهَدِيَ وَلَا الْقَلَائِدِ. Allah says, oh, you have brought iman, do not violate the symbols of Allah, which means the symbols of His deen, His sharia, the hudud, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the teachings of His deen. Do not violate them in any way. Then Allah says, الشهر الحرام, which refers to the four sacred months. There's laws regarding these months, etc., where one wasn't permitted to fight, etc., in these months. And then this became mansukh, this became abrogated later in Islam. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let's stick to the laws that pertain to these months and do not violate them, etc. وَلَا الْهَدِيَ وَلَا الْقَلَائِدِ. Animals used to be brought for sacrifice during the days of Hajj. Allah says, that do not make this lawful now. In other words, do not violate them when they are brought. Some would, for example, slaughter these animals and not allow certain people to bring their sacrificial animal to the haram area. So if one did that, then this is basically a violation. Allah says, allow people to bring their hadi animals. Wal al-qala'id. Qala'id means those animals that had a garland upon them. In other words, they were done in that way, where they were garlanded, etc., just so that it could be known to the people that these animals were brought as sacrificial animals. So do not violate the laws regarding them also by not allowing these people to bring in those hadi animals to Al-Masjidul Haram. وَلَا آمِينَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ. People who intend to come to Al-Baytul Haram, they intend to perform Hajj, etc., if they were non-Muslims, then of course this verse now is abrogated, because we know that they are no more permitted to come to Al-Baytul Haram. But regarding Muslims as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever comes to Al-Baytul Haram who intends to seek the mercy or the grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they intend to seek His pleasure, then do not violate their rights regarding that and stop them from coming. Allow people to do the Hajj and to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاصْطَادُوا. Now, once you are halal, in other words, you are out of the state of being a muhrim, you are no more in ihram, now you are permitted to hunt. We spoke about this in the last lesson as well, that for those who are in the state of ihram, it is not permissible for them to hunt, etc. Now, once they are out of the state or out of ihram, fastadu. Now you may hunt. This is permitted for you. Then Allah says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. That let you not be such that enmity for a certain people, so who have stopped you from al-Masjid al-Haram. We know the incident at the time of Hudaybiyah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to come with Sahaba to perform Umrah, and then they were blocked and stopped there from coming by the non-Muslims. So they had to return, and then later on they came to Makkah Mukarramah. So of course, this left something within them in their hearts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this shana'anu qawm, that if you have this enmity in your heart for such people because they blocked you and stopped you from al-masjid al-haram, let them not be such that now you violate their rights. Let it not be such that you violate their rights. In other words, you still have to treat everybody fairly and do not be unjust to anybody. What happened, happened, that happened in the past. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, let not such incidents now violate their rights by bringing about those incidents of the past. In other words, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, assist one another to do good, assist one another with piety, and do not assist one another to do sin and to transgress. Transgressing and crossing the limits, this is something that is against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us with. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, Allah is shadid when it comes to, Allah is severe when it comes to meeting out His punishment. So if one is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not cross the limits and cross the bounds when it comes to even the rights of non-Muslims, one can imagine that what would the condition be with regards to the rights of Muslims. Even if somebody has to violate our rights, then if we have to take revenge, etc., it has to be governed and limited to that much of where permissibility is granted only to that much of where one can take revenge only to that much of animosity or hatred or enmity that that person showed towards you, not beyond that. If we have to cross the limit in that, then of course we will be taken to task. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.